Blog Talk Radio. Jesus is a rock. He is a rock in a weary land. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. And Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the rock in a weary land. He comes to save, heal, deliver, and set their captives free. And that's why we're here today. We want to be able to tell of the goodness of Jesus and how we've overcome. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Some of us know him, and we know him personally as a rock in a weary land. We're living in the last days, and perilous times have come. Men are lovers of themselves, boasters and proud. You know, you see, if you ever go on Facebook, people are posting photos and photographs. So look at me. They are selfish, and they are boasters, and they are proud, and they're wanting to, it's for self-grandizement. And they are haters of God. Some people now, they just hate people because they have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then there are some that just despise others for doing good. That's the time that we're living in. We're living in the last days. And so Jesus had told us in his word that these things would come. He says that when you see wars and hear of wars and rumors of wars, he says you will see pestilences. And he said there will be earthquakes in diverse places. And he told us that there would be even diseases. He says these are the beginning of sorrows. So we're just only, it's just beginning started. And this is the time that we need to let our light shine. We need to tell others of the goodness of Jesus. We need to let the world know, the dying world, that Jesus is the light of the world, and he is our shelter in the time of storm. He is our rock in a weary land in these last and evil days. You can go to the rock, Jesus Christ, who is higher than I. He says, you know, he is our fortress. He is our buckler. He is my shield in whom I put my trust. And let's look at our scripture today. We're going into the 18th division of Psalms. 18th division of Psalms. Jesus is that rock in a weary land. And if it just wasn't for him, where would we be? If we think of where would we be without the Lord Jesus? Jesus is coming back for a church that have prepared herself, that have made herself ready. People are now growing weary in well-doing. But Jesus tells us, be not weary in well-doing. Ye shall reap if you faint not. We see the evil signs. We see so many wars and prejudices and rumors of war. But Jesus tells us what? Fret not thyself of evildoers, for they shall soon be cut off and wither like the grass. Amen? Amen. Jesus wants us to tell of the goodness of Jesus Christ. And he tells us in his word that the gospel will be preached unto all the world. And he says, then the end will come. So So don't count it strange concerning this fiery trial that's to try you. Jesus is a rock, and he is your rock in a weary land. And this is where we go, to that rock. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Let's look at the 18th division of stone. The 18th division of stone. Amen. The 18th division of stone. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures. But the first scripture is going to be to the 18th division of Psalms. And then we're going to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. The 18th division of Psalms in the first verse reads, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you for being that rock, hallelujah, that fortress, being our shield, our buckler, and being our strength, that we can come to you, Father, and we can ask you, and we can just surrender our life to you and ask you to come in and take over, Father God, and sup with us, and that we will, Father, look to you, the author and finisher of our faith. We thank you for being able to delight ourselves in you and that you give us the desires of our heart. We thank you, Father, that we don't have to worry or fret ourselves of evildoers, for they would be cut off, you said, and wither like the grass. So, Father, we just thank you, for this is the day that you made. We're going to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. We thank you for our mind, our life, our health, and our strength, Father, and the activity and use of our limbs. And we thank you, Father, for the fellowship. Hallelujah. And how sweet and pleasant you said it is that brethren dwell together in unity. So, Father, as we come before you right now, speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit, and comfort us, Father, through your Holy Ghost power, and anoint us, Father God, for greatness and to remove every burden. We ask that you remove every burden and every yoke, destroy every yoke of bondage off of everyone's life that's listening and that will tune into this broadcast, and that you will cover us with the blood, help us to lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you and you direct our path. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask and pray. Amen. And Father, we thank you just for being a keeper. Jesus is a keeper, you know, if you want to be kept. And a lot of times we look at the world and we see so much going on, and it can cause you to become distracted. But I know that Jesus, he wants us to keep our mind, amen, stayed on him, amen. He tells us what even to think. He doesn't even want us entertaining the negativity or what we see out there that's not of him. He said, you think on those things that are lovely. He said, think on those things that are just, that are pure, and that are of a good report. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. God wants us to put on the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you. It was also in Christ Jesus. He wants us to have to put on that whole armor, have that mindset, the helmet of salvation. Amen. The breastplate of righteousness. He wants our loins to be girt about with truth. Amen. And he wants our feet to be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the word of God is quick, is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and that Jesus Christ, he is a rock in a weary land. I hear some people in the world, and it disturbs me when I hear them say, these celebrities, when they win these awards, oh, my such and such is my rock. Oh, no. Jesus Christ is the rock. Hallelujah. It says here in Psalm 18:2, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. But so many people have it wrong. They're looking to someone that's an idol and saying that they're their rock. A rock is a solid mass. If we went to the dictionary, it would tell us that it's a solid mass. Okay, it's durable, it's reliable. Yes, we know what the world is referencing, but that is not what Christ wants us to think, that someone else is taking his place, because Jesus is the rock. He's the rock, like the Psalms just say, in a weary land. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians in the 10th chapter and look at what the Lord tells us here about the rock. And not only the rock, but there is a, we're talking in the spiritual realm. Amen. So we're going to 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and we're going to read the beginning with the first verse, 1 Corinthians 10, beginning with the first verse. All right, first verse, and it reads, moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they did what? All eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. For they drank of that spiritual rock. Hallelujah. That followed them. And that rock, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that rock was Christ. The rock was Christ. It wasn't their mother. It wasn't their father. It wasn't their sister or their friend. It was Jesus Christ. That rock was Christ. The spiritual rock. Amen. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. See, he's a shelter in the time of storm. We may not be out in the weather and during a storm, but we could be going through a personal storm in our life. Amen. And that's why Jesus tells us, consider it not strange concerning the fiery trial that's to try you. Because Jesus said that he will purify you. Hallelujah. Amen. After you have suffered a while, amen, he said he would make you perfect. He would strengthen you, establish you, and settle you in the name of Jesus. He said you'd come forth as gold, pure gold, because he is the refiner, and he's taking you through something, the refiner's fire. Amen. And he's washing you, and he's purging you. Amen. And he's cleansing you, and he's creating in you a new heart, hallelujah, and a right spirit, amen, that we should not sin against him, amen. He is the one that washes us with the blood of Jesus. He cleanses us with the blood of Jesus. It's a spiritual, this is a spiritual walk, amen. And the rock is Jesus Christ. The spiritual life, the spiritual meat that we just read in 1 Corinthians 10 and 3. that spiritual meat is Jesus. He is the what? Bread of life. Amen. The bread of life. He wants us to come and hunger and thirst after righteousness. Hunger. Hunger. Because he will fill our belly. And he will fill our cup with living waters. Hallelujah. Amen. And the spiritual meat is what? He is the bread of life. The bread. Amen. The bread of life. Sent down from glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, he says, he stands at the door and knocks. He says, if any man lets him in, he'll come in and he'll do what? He'll sup with you. Hallelujah. Here in the South, we have supper. Amen. That's when we eat the last meal for the day is supper. Jesus says, I'll come in and sup with you. Hallelujah. If we allow him in. Amen. He will be that spiritual meat. Amen. He'll make you full. He'll fill your belly up. And he will fill your cup. And your cup will overflow. Hallelujah. With goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. And you shall dwell in what? The house of the Lord forever. Jesus Christ is the rock. I woke up this morning, last night. It was in my spirit. And the songwriter has said about the Jesus is a rock in the weary land. He says, I don't mean to be nosy. One of the songwriters today in his version of rock in the weary land, he says, I don't mean to be nosy. He says, but has it been good to you? Yeah, because Jesus, how many know that he's been a rock? He's been a rock. He's been a high tower. He's been your fortress. He's been your shield. He's been your buckler. Hallelujah. He's been your keeper. He's been a healer. And he's been a deliverer. Hallelujah. I know him as a deliverer. Delivered me out of sin. Hallelujah. Cigarette. Amen. Marijuana. Amen. Jesus is a deliverer. He will heal you and he will deliver you from secret faults and presumptuous sins. One thing I know the Bible says for sure that you will need to know that if it's nothing else for sure, Jesus tells us in his word, be sure your sins will find you out. Amen? They're going to find you out. Be sure of that one thing, your sins will find you out. Whatever's hidden in secret, he said, it shall be revealed. Amen? Yeah. Jesus is a revealer of secrets. And I recall telling my mom that Jesus, whatever you need to be, have revealed. If you ask Jesus to reveal it to you, he's a revealer. He'll reveal secrets. Sometimes, you have to be ready for the revelation, because if you need to know something that you need to see in the spirit that maybe the devil is trying to have, or you may have blinders on, right? You need to see in the spirit, amen, so that you can know who you will see. Your eyes will be able to see your enemy. Your eyes will be able to see, and your spirit will be able to discern the good from the evil. So if there's something you need from God that you're not sure or you need a revelation on, ask the Lord for that revelation. God, reveal to me about this person. Reveal to me what I need to know about this situation. Reveal to me about this letter I received in the mail. Reveal. God is a revealer of secrets. See, you can't hide anything from God. We can run and move from state to state, but you can't hide from God. because God sees all and he knows all. He's omniscient and he's omnipotent. He's everywhere and he's all-knowing. So there is no secret that you can keep from God, because he is a revealer of secrets. And actually, Jesus said in his word, he reveals his secrets to the prophets. Hallelujah. So Jesus has even prophets in the world, in the fivefold ministry. He has the pastors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ until we all come into the unity of the faith. The unity of the faith, because why? It's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Amen? Jesus is Lord. Amen? And he says, you know, you can't come through him unless you go through who? The Father. So we have to, it's an order. God, he said, let everything be done decent and in order. So Jesus is a revealer of secrets. And all we have to do is ask the Lord for whatever we need, even those spiritual things. See? See, they're revealing secrets are those that are, those things are spiritually discerned. Amen. So Jesus is that spiritual rock. Hallelujah. He is that spiritual meat, and he's that spiritual drink. Amen. I know him for, you know, to being a very present help in the time of need. Jesus is, you know, Pastor Armando Adams, my pastor of out of Columbus, Mississippi, of Glory Revealed Mission in Macon, Mississippi. He just released a single, Can't Nobody Do You Like Jesus. And I mean nobody. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. And in his song, he tells us how, you know, he had to get on his knees and, you know, ask the Lord to, you know, just to have prayer with him. You have to pray and to seek God, his face. And he'll reveal some things to you. Amen? It's nothing too hard for God. And anything that you need, God's got it. So what we need to be obedient to the word of God. We need to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. We don't need to go after anything else but to Christ, the rock that's higher than I. He says, Jesus, the Bible tells us in Psalms 18 and 1, Jesus is my rock. The Lord is my rock. Amen. Not anybody else. So don't, let's not get up, let us get it twisted. Let's get it right. Let's go to the rock, Jesus Christ, who is our high tower, who is our high tower, who is our shield, who is our buckler, who is our strength, who is our all in all. Amen? Because can't nobody do you like the Lord. Nobody. I don't care who it is. And one thing I loved and appreciated, Pastor Adams preached a couple of Sundays back, he said, you know, he loved his mother. He said, but when he died and go to heaven, he said the first person he wanted to see, it's not going to be his mother. And he said he loved his grandmother. It won't be his grandmother neither. He wanted to see Jesus. See, Jesus. Jesus is the rock. He is the rock in this weary land that we're living in today. We need to tell of the goodness of Jesus, how we've overcome. Tell your story. The Bible tells us to tell. He says the people in the world, they overcame the devil by the testimony of the people. So tell your testimony. Testify and tell what God has, great things God has done for you, that others might be saved. Take time out to take them to prayer. Take time out to invite them over for a meal. Take time out to take time out to pray with them on the phone, because Jesus, that's what he is. He is the great I am. He is our rock in the weary land. Let's continue to trust God, believe God, because he's coming back. But don't kind of strange concerning the trial, that fiery trial to try you, because Jesus, he endured the cross. He endured and suffered the cross and endured the shame. But Jesus Christ, he held on. Hallelujah. And now he is seated at the right hand of God in glory. And we, too, will be forever with him if we lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways and let him direct our path and order our steps. And let Jesus Christ be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God bless you.
Yeah.